I'm Sarah Littman. Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be learning Sefer Mishlei, Proverbs chapter 10. In this chapter, the word tzaddik, righteous person, appears 13 times. That's 6 times more frequently than even the rest of the book of Mishlei, and 82 times more frequently than it appears in passages of similar length throughout Tanakh. The word Rasha and words related to Rasha, wicked person, also appear 13 times in this chapter. We'll take a closer look at that when we study chapter 21. Before we dive into the word tzaddik, righteous person, let's start with the opening of the chapter, chapter 10, verse 1, Mishlei Shlomo, the proverbs, the parallels, the mashalim of Shlomo. Bein chacham yisamach av, a wise son gladdens his father, uvein ksil tugas imo, a foolish son is his mother's sorrow. The words Mishlei Shlomo here, then, introduce and mark the beginning of the second book of Mishlei. We mentioned in chapter 1 that the Vilna Gaon teaches that the book of Mishlei actually has 3 sections or books, one beginning at chapter 1, the next here in chapter 10, and the third beginning at chapter 25. This second part of the book of Mishlei is Musar. Musar is typically translated as discipline or rebuke, but the word itself is actually related to the verb lasur, to turn or change direction. So a more accurate translation for the word musar might be guidance. In other words, to influence someone to change their direction. This requires what the Gemara in Sota and in Sanhedrin calls smol doche v'yamin mikareves. The left hand pushes away, and the right hand draws close. The right hand, Kabbalistically, corresponds to expressions of love and kindness, while the left hand represents din, judgment, and strictness. Thus, musar, helping someone change direction, requires both drawing them close with open expressions of love, and also some pushing away where strictness is required. Both are needed, but expressions of warmth of love should always be the right hand, the strong hand. In Torah thought and in Torah law, the yad yamin, the right hand, actually means the stronger hand. So for a left-handed person, their left hand is their yad yamin, their right hand. My teachers have taught me, in the name of the great educator, Rav Simcha Wasserman, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, of blessed memory, to notice that if you draw something towards you with your right hand only, it gets closer to you. If you push something away from you with your left hand only, it gets further away from you. But if smol doche v'yamin mikareves simultaneously, if you push with the left and pull towards you with your right hand, then the object is turned. If you push someone with distance where there's need for discipline, at the same time as you draw them towards you with even greater strength, with warmth and affection, the person is turned. That's musar. That's causing a change of direction. And we'll speak more about changing our own direction in chapter 21 when we speak about Rasha, wickedness. This might help us understand why, in this section of Mishlei, that is the section of musar, of guidance or discipline, the verses are mostly structured as contrasting pairs. The Vilna Gaon teaches, this part of Mishlei concentrates on musar, guidance, discipline. And therefore here, overwhelmingly, each verse is comprised of 2 thoughts or 2 clauses, one item and its opposite, according to the principle of Eitz Hadas Tov V'ra, the tree of knowledge of good and bad. So there is a way of teaching that is called musar, in which the contrast of good and bad, throwing them into relief against each other, helps a person change direction. The Meiri notes that this style of the second book of Mishlei is a contrast to the style of the first 9 chapters of Mishlei, which are comprised mostly of longer groups of verses that form topics. The very first place the word tzaddik is used in the Torah is in Bereishis, chapter 6, verse 9. Ela toldos Noach. These are the offspring of Noach. Noach ish tzaddik. Noach was a tzaddik, a righteous man. Tamim haya bedorosav, morally pure in his generation. Es ha'elokim hishalech Noach. Noach walked himself with God. Here we are on the edge of a cliff in human history. Mankind is about to perish. And here is Noach, righteous. Noach was living in a time when all of humanity was corrupt. They saw no value and future in one another or even in themselves. It took the highest sort of personal motivation and energy to build himself up, to become a tzaddik, an actively righteous person against a backdrop of the depravity of society around him. As we will see, a tzaddik is not someone who passively avoids doing what is wrong. A tzaddik is someone who actively does what is right. To become a person of goodness and purity when surrounded by a corrupt and low society requires tremendous effort and is a tremendous accomplishment. And this is the first thing that the verse testifies to with regard to Noach. Noach ish tzaddik, tamim haya bedorosav. Noach was a righteous person, morally pure in his own times. So one of the first things that we learn then about what it means to be a tzaddik, a righteous person, is to be a person who does what's right because it's right and not because of social pressure around them. Noach, of course, is the extreme example of that because the entire society around him was pushing in the opposite direction. And perhaps most fundamentally, the word tzaddik is a conjugate of the root tzedek, justice. A tzaddik, a righteous person, lives their life according to tzedek, justice, not according to how they stand to gain, not according to what feels relaxing or easy or convenient or the path of least resistance. The tzaddik lives according to tzedek, what is right, what is just. A second thing that we see about a tzaddik is that he is a person to whom is entrusted great responsibility. A tzaddik has proven that he cares and is motivated and proactive on behalf of doing what is right, and therefore God entrusts to him tremendous responsibility and opportunity to do what is good for others. In Noach's case, that means saving the world. Let's go a little further into chapter 10. Verse 2. Lo yo'ilu otzros resha. Treasures of wickedness are of no avail. Utzdaka tatzil mimaves. But righteous acts of charity rescue from death. Verse 3. Lo yariv Hashem nefesh tzaddik. God will not bring hunger on the spirit of a righteous person. V'havas reshoim yedof. But the destructiveness of the wicked batters them. Verse 6. Brachos l'rosh tzaddik. Blessings on the head of a righteous person. Ufi reshoim yechaseh chomas. But the violence of a wicked person smothers his mouth. It's worth noting here the tremendous power that our sages attribute to speech. The process of speaking takes thought and will and then translates it into physical reality. Speech takes air, passes it over the vocal cords, shapes it with the vocal cords, and from there comes a physical expression of what had been intangible and conceptual. This is foundationally true in creation of the universe. Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. But it's also true of us. When we speak, real force enters this world. And, like all force, it has to go somewhere. Justice demands that force created to harm someone else will ultimately rebound and land back upon the speaker, the Rasha, the wicked person. And words that seek to bring blessing to others rebound upon the one who speaks that as well, the tzaddik, the righteous person. Verse 7, Zecher tzaddik livracha. Recalling the righteous is a blessing. V'shem reshaim yirkav, but the name of the wicked will rot. We don't name our children Hitler and Mussolini. We name them after good people, people we admire, people we would want them to emulate or take after. So in a very literal sense, the names of the wicked rot. They wither. They die away. They don't continue after them because no one is going to name after them. And when we do name after a righteous person, we perpetuate their memory. Now, the basic meaning of this verse is that the memory of a tzaddik, the memory of a righteous person, is blessed. When you think of them, you're inspired to bless them. Like when we say of a person who has passed away, of blessed memory, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. And the name of a wicked person rots, because no one wants to mention them at all. That's Rashi's explanation of the verse. We ought to bless the name of a tzaddik when it is mentioned, for example, by saying Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. And we ought to bring down the name of a wicked person by avoiding their name or saying Yimach Shemo, may his name be erased. This is ultimately true of God in his goodness. When we hear his name, we say Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemo, he is blessed, his name is blessed, or Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, blessed is the name of his royal glory. In fact, says the Gemara in Yuma, God himself does this. Where can we see that? So in Bereshis, chapter 13, the Torah says, Vayehal ad Sodom, Lot pitched his tent as far as Sodom, Sodom. And then having mentioned Sodom, the Torah adds, Va'anshei Sodom ra'im v'chata'im la'Hashem me'od. The people of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful before God. And then, when God determines that the city of Sodom will be destroyed, God says in chapter 18, Ha'mechaseh ani me'Avraham asher ani oseh, shall I conceal from Avraham what I'm going to do? And then the Torah adds, V'Avraham hayo yihyeh legoy gadol. Avraham will become a great nation. So when mentioning the wicked, the Torah adds a mention of their wickedness. And when mentioning the tzaddik, the righteous person, Avraham, the Torah adds a blessing and a mention of his greatness. This brings us to the next mention in the Torah of tzaddik, a righteous person. Because when Avraham learns that God plans to destroy the metropolis of Sodom, he says, Ha'av tispet tzaddik im rasha? Will you also sweep into ruin the tzaddik, the righteous person, along with the rasha, the wicked? Chalila lecha me'asos kadavar hazeh, he says to God. It would profane your holiness, he says. Lehamis tzaddik im rasha, to kill the righteous along with the guilty. But there's another layer here as well. Because Avraham doesn't just say that it would profane the holiness if God were to bring death to the innocent as well as the guilty. But Avraham has another concern, and it's more subtle. We can see it most clearly in God's response to Avraham. Vayomer Hashem, and God said, Im emtzo v'sidom chamishim tzadikim besoch ha'ir, if in fact I find in the city of Sodom 50 righteous people in the midst of the city, Venosasi lechol hamakom ba'avuram, I will forgive the entire district on their behalf. We see throughout this passage in God's responses to Avraham that he is addressing this concern, this understanding of what a tzaddik is. If there is, in fact, a tzaddik living in Sodom, that person is not going to be isolated from everyone else. A tzaddik is someone who is besoch ha'ir, within the city, in the midst of the people. He's doing business with them. He's speaking with them. He's concerned about their welfare. He's certainly able to see where they're going wrong and to be strong and not follow them. The tzaddik cannot be at peace. He worries about the welfare and the well-doing of others. Therefore, God says, if there would be 50 tzaddikim in the city, Venosasi lechol hamakom ba'avuram, I will forgive the entire district on their behalf, for their sake. So long as the cities still exist, if there were a righteous person living there, he would know that hope is not lost. So long as they live, there's hope that they will improve. If God has not given up hope, they will not give up hope. On the other hand, if the cities are destroyed, any tzaddik living in them will care enough about their people to be devastated by that failure. How does Avraham know this? He himself is a tzaddik. He's demonstrating it. He's caring about the well-being of the people in Sodom, and he doesn't even live there. Avraham, in his concern for God's justice, tzedek, for how it will be perceived and learned from, for the justice that should be done for the tzaddikim, the righteous and innocent, and for justice that should be done for the rishaim, the guilty and the wicked, proves himself to be this kind of tzaddik. He proves himself to be worthy of bearing the responsibilities God has given him, to be not only Avram, father of his nation, but Avraham, father of many nations. Avraham acts like a father, caring for all people of all nations, not only his own. Verse 11, Mekor Chayim Pi Tzadik, the mouth of a righteous person is a source of life. Ufi Rishaim Yechaseh Chomas, but the mouth of wicked people is smothered in their violence. Verse 16, Pe'ulas Tzadik Lechayim, the acts of a righteous person make life. Tevuas Rasha Lechatas, the harvest of a wicked person is sin. Verse 20, Kesef Nivchar Lishon Tzadik, the tongue of a righteous person is choicest silver. Lev Rasha'im Kim'at, but the heart of the wicked is minuscule. Verse 21, Sifsei tzadik yiru rabim, the lips of the righteous provide for many. The evilim b'chasar lev yamusu, but fools die for lack of heart. Verse 24, Megoras rasha hi sivoenu, what the wicked person dreads will come upon him. V'sa'avas tzadikim yitain, and God will grant the desires of the righteous. Verse 25, Ka'avor sufa ve'ein rasha, when the storm passes, the wicked person is no more. V'tzadik yisod olam, but a righteous person is the foundation of the world. Verse 27, Yiras Hashem tosif yamim, awe of God prolongs life. Ushnos rishaim tiktzorna, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. Verse 28, Tocheles tzadikim simcha, the righteous person expects joy. V'sikvas rishaim tovei, but the hope of the wicked is doomed. Verse 30, Tzadik le'olam bal yimot, a righteous person will not falter forever. U'rishaim lo yishkenu aretz, but the wicked will not continue to dwell in the land. Verse 31, Pi tzadik yanuv chachma, the mouth of the righteous person speaks wisdom. U'lashon tapuchos tikores, but a duplicitous tongue will be cut off. Verse 32, Sifsei tzadik yed'un ratzon, the lips of a righteous person know what is pleasing, ufi rishaim tapuchos, but the mouth of the wicked knows only duplicity. Thank you for studying together with me, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.